and loose. What a whee!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a whee!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you are in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo on the line. Now, Paolo, last week, for the first time, we saw some UFC fights, but you and I both discussed, similar to what's happening this week with Germany soccer open up, that you have to tread lightly.
Yeah, and like I said last week, you see the one that I told you, that one minus 180 plus 150, and the plus 150 came out. There's no steady way to handicap these days, and people now are catching on more and more. The only team that we've been consistently, if you've noticed, making money on is Bati Borisov. Since I told you they would go 10 unbeaten, they're already at 6.
Now, what's nice about them this weekend is they're the later game, which means we could actually watch it. It's a 9 o'clock start, because those 3:30 games, it's a crapshoot. I wake up, I'm either a winner or a loser, but I'm not. I don't care. If Jesus Christ himself came down from heaven and told me, here's a winner and a 3:30 a.m. start, I ain't getting up to watch that game.
No, and if you really look at it, remember when they lost those two games that they started off, and what did I tell you? I said, this is the team that's going to win the championship. This is the team that's going to be steady money in the bank. And so far, I've been right on. The only consistent team from all of them that consistently, and look at the odds last week, the minus one went up to 5. With 5 minutes left, they scored those two goals again, you know? But if you see, this is a quality team. This team plays in the Champions League. This team has, at home, they're practically unbeatable. And this competition they're facing, for them to lose, I mean, it's like, put it this way, maybe the players didn't show up, or maybe the players are tired or something. That's the only way, because they're going to win the championship.
And the one week that they went back, I think they got a draw. The next week they came out and won big.
Yeah, 5. And last week, too, 5 again. And this week, again, it looks like I think we're going to be seeing number 7, because this week they're playing at home. And odds 1.35, and I look for them to roll. I think they're going to get number 7, and then the week after is a derby. So if they pass this week and they beat that derby, we're looking at 10 straight.
Yeah, and so we talked about what's available this week when we look at soccer on Flash Score, and we always use Flash Score, just like we use Sure Dog this weekend to watch the UFC. And I'll be honest with you, this weekend I did not watch one punch, but I did follow it on Sure Dog, mostly because I just had some stuff that I had to deal with. But with regard to Flash Score, they are showing both the divisions of Germany.
Yeah, but one thing, if you've noticed even before, when we had all the leagues, and that's one league I stay away from, Germany. There is no way that league is a consistently, it's like 1 week it can be up, 1 week it can be down. But the thing is, this week, after so many weeks off, who's going to actually put money on this? I mean, there's only one game that I can see in Germany that, besides Bayern Munich, I mean, but who's going to bet Bayern Munich at 1.2? I mean, after so many weeks off, but there is one game. So I have a few games that I'll mention, but I won.
Yeah, so we're looking at Germany, and you mentioned, who did you mention?
Germany, Bayern is like really, really solid favorite, 1.22. But, I mean, who's seriously enough going to put big money on after so many weeks off? So, I mean, they look like they're going to win easily, but who knows? Anything's possible after so many weeks off. But the only game that I actually think in Germany should be like, this game should be a winner, is RB Leipzig Lipswich, 1.39 odds, and over 2.5 goals over Freiburg. I mean, Lipswich, before the corona started, this team went inside Tottenham, and they scored goals. I think they won inside there, too. So this team is really one of the top German teams that has shown some consistency. But now coming out of the break, who knows? But I don't think they're going to lose to Freiburg. That, I don't think so. And then we'll look at some Taiwan. Taiwan, they put some games this week. I mean, Taichung Futuro FC, this team is just a class above the rest in Taiwan. I mean, this game has blowout written all over it. And they are going to get the win, and they're probably going to score a lot of goals in this game. So, like you always say, they're probably going to win by 1.5. And the other Taiwan, I like Taiwan PCFC, and that too, this team again is on a class above the rest. So like, this one too, you could even take the 1.5, but I see goals in both of these games. And, we mentioned Bati Borisov. I mean, Bati Borisov looks like a solid play against it this week and goals to be scored. And, in the first division of, Belarus, Volna Pinska, I don't think they're going to have a problem beating the team they're playing against. And one game from Korea, I mean, that's a league that anything could happen. But I think FC Seoul this week, odds 2.1, should get the win and both teams scoring that game. That's basically what I see. But like from all the games that I like, besides those two Taiwan games that I think are both guaranteed winners, is that Bati Borisov game. Again, that's what I like. They've been paying me off consistently.
But yeah, and like we talked about in previous weeks with soccer, you know what? You really could get those odds up a little bit by doing that parlay. I don't think they're going to let you parlay with the points. I don't think they do that, right? You can't do two teamers with -1.5. But the straight bets, that's what I like to do. I like to do that straight bet with some money on the parlay, because the parlay, you got to hit them both. But the odds are better.
And not only that, remember last week what you said about Bati Borisov, because you've really become pretty good at soccer, at your predicting and analyzing. And you said in the live play that Bati Borisov, even though the odds are 1.35, something happens, the other team scores a goal, and the odds going to jump up. What happened? The team scores a goal, takes the lead, odds jump up 2.12. Then we move to the second chapter, Bati Borisov winning 3-1. Other team comes back, scores two goals. The -1.5 jumps up to 3-4. Bang.
Yep.
What happens? There you go, 5-3.
And it really, I'm telling you right now, the coronavirus has changed me as a sports bettor forever going forward. And I know that there are bars in San Diego that cover soccer where they open early. But most of the good games, I don't have to get up early for, because they start out here about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And did you see last week what I said about San Marino, that pick that came out? That was, I think, five or six to one. The Torshavn B36.
Yep.
What did they do? 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes left to go. Bang, two goals scored. And
it really is. It's very unique, because basketball. So look at basketball first. Basketball, everything happens in the last 2 minutes. But you can't sit around and wait like you can with soccer. Like I said, with soccer, you have to start really paying attention if you're looking to win. And your team isn't already up. If your team's up 2-0 at the 60-minute mark, don't worry about it. You're good. Relax.
Yeah.
But if it's tied or they're down a goal, all of a sudden you got to look at the action, and that'll give you about 10 minutes because, like you said, by the 70th minute, you got to start making your bets because stuff starts happening.
And not only that, San Marino this week, I haven't seen anything else on San Marino. But last week, I gave a game, and that team was 0-0. I think Vicur or something. I don't know the name. But I hear that you told me it was 3 plus 75, but no goal scored. Next week, when this team plays, we're looking at blowouts right there. And they're going to have some value.
We saw that with Bate. They had a little hiccup, and they had a draw. They came back the next week, and they showed the team. Because you know, and I know, if you're good and you play bad, you know you play bad, and you know you can play better. And then you work all week or till your next match at doing that. If you suck and you have a good game, it's hard to do that again. Just if you suck, you suck, you know? But you can still have a good game if you suck. It's just harder to have a bad game when you're good because so many things have to happen. Like you said, they have to make mistakes. They have to not be in the game with their head, all kinds of things.
Bati Borisov could be down two goals and come back and score four goals because Bati Borisov is a Champions League team. So Bati Borisov, to miss out on the Champions League, could you believe the revenue that they're going to miss there in Belarus? A lot of revenue.
Yeah.
So for them, they're toying around with the opposition. So what if they have a bad week or 2 weeks? But they're going to give you 6-7 in a week run. And like consistently putting the money, there you go. That's all you need because they do go on.
But you have to take advantage of what happened this weekend where you can get them at 2 or 3 to 1 because if you're – they're minus here, you know, different odds. But here, they're minus 300, minus 400. You have to hit 8 out of 9 to win money.
Yeah, exactly. No, and but you see, the thing is, with a team like Bate, you have to know when to place the money properly. And exactly what you said, to hit them on a live play when the odds go up, and right away the money's there. Like we just on that play alone last week, we had close to 400 impressions on Twitter that people checked out that twist. So
there's still people that are fighting soccer, but I think when full soccer comes back, the soccer fans will come out of the woodwork because you know there are the Mexican guys follow Mexican soccer, the Spanish guys follow Spanish soccer, the Italians follow, and everybody follows Premier League.
And you remember when we started off with that Mexican soccer, how good we were doing, and just all of a sudden got the, I mean, we had 2-3 for Caliente there, 2-3 winning weeks.
I'm telling you right now, my Easy Sports Data program is going to kick ass in soccer, but it takes so much data to create it that there's no reason to do it until the leagues start doing it again, because you can always go back and capture the old data. But because some teams, I know for a fact, some teams are going to be second-half teams, other teams are going to be first-half teams, and that's separate from the whole scoring late. The bottom line is teams that do the same thing week in and week out on the road or at home, that's what they do. They just do it. They don't know why they do it. The habits are there.
And like I told yesterday that I had a meeting with this businessman, and I said, he says, well, how you guys been doing, you know? That's why, like, I called yesterday, but you were busy. And I go to him, listen, if you go back to listen to the shows from Super Bowl and after, you're not going to find a losing week. What else could I say? I don't think there's a handicapper in the world that during coronavirus has not had a losing week.
You're absolutely right. You don't really need to say much. And the beauty of it, don't take our word for it. Go back and listen.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, you know, you just go listen to the shows because he wants to put the model down together. So when this thing finishes, how are we going to? And you know what he said? He said, you guys could survive just on NFL, soccer, and a little hockey. You could survive and have like a cream of the crop show just on those three. We don't need anything else.
And we got another little gift as California's opened up horse racing. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit of Golden Gate. We're going to talk a little Santa Anita. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you worried you won't be able to find the perfect gift for Father's Day again this year? Well, when you order a souvenir football from championshipfootballs.com, you're receiving a 100% money-back guarantee. You're also getting the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Whether that special present is for a Kansas City Chiefs fan or a member of the LSU Tigers Alumni Association, is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a fan? Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Notre Dame supporter. Do you know a member of the Oregon Ducks Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or a Minnesota Vikings fan, well, sorry about that. Yeah, that kind of goes for those New Mexico State Aggies and Tulane Green Wave fans, too. It's not nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. No, it's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. championshipfootballs.com.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. You know what? We've made the best of the worst of it. We've had nothing to bet on. We went dug in for some soccer. We dug in for some horse racing. We looked at some UFC. We talked now earlier in the show about soccer. You mentioned, Paolo, you mentioned some Taiwan, some Germany. Did you say Sweden too?
Sweden, listen to this. Sweden is opening up June the 14th. And they are the only league that's opening up with fans. Could you believe this? You're going to have fans in the
stands. It's still a month away, so we'll see. They could probably change that if something happens.
Yeah, well, they're the only country that actually never did lockdown. So they believe in this herd immunity. I don't believe in that. But they're the only country that no lockdown.
I guess
completely.
It's, you know, you could believe in it until somebody in your family dies, then it probably will change your opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But could you believe fans in the stands? I mean, and they said another thing. They're not going to be testing the soccer players for coronavirus. They're just going to let them play.
Well, as we mentioned, Santa Anita opens up this week. And I did read about their precautions. They're isolating the jockeys. They're going to live in RVs. They'll test them 2 days before to make sure they get the results back. And they're really going to make sure that the grooms don't touch each other. I mean, they're going to put a lot of effort into it. But wow, you know what? A day at a baseball game, you go to your seat and you might leave your seat to pee or you might leave your seat to get something to eat, but you go to the racetrack. You could go to the racetrack the entire day and hardly ever be in your seat. Because you're gonna go want to see the horses in the ring before the race.
You may
watch one race from your seat. You may watch one race from a TV monitor. You might go down to the infield. You might be on the rail. And that whole time, all you're doing is bumping through people. You could touch 1,000 people in a day at the racetrack.
If what you said a couple of weeks ago, until they find a cure or they find a vaccine or a treatment, this coronavirus will play havoc with all sports. Point final.
No doubt.
Because if you look at today, what Snell said, the baseball player for Tampa Bay, because they said about what you said about doing a shortened season in the baseball season and taking pay cut. And he said today, I don't want to play. I don't want to take a pay cut because I'm risking my life. So baseball, imagine baseball being dangerous. Imagine the other sports. Is there really actually a safe sport that we can say that the sport can go through? I mean, I saw races today from Gulfstream that they were wearing masks. So I mean,
you could get from the third row at a wrestling contest, you can get spit on you from the third row.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like Santa Anita is a great racetrack and everything. And I hope everything goes good. And I think some of the top horses are going to start racing. I think Bella Fina is going to be racing. I think this week or next week. They're going
to 100,000. We're going to look at Saturday for Santa Anita. And we're going to go down to the last few races. Because I glanced earlier. And what we have is the eighth race. Is a stakes race. It's a 6 furlong. It's $150,000. And Bella Vita is actually in there. That's Callahan's horse?
Yeah. Bella Vita, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
In that race, Bella Vita has been working bullets. And this horse here is a proven horse at that race. And there's another horse that's going to, I think, is racing this week. I don't know if it's racing. There's this Baffert horse. Baffert has one of his top horses racing that he won last time in, it was a maiden special or something. He won so easily. I forget the name of the horse. But basically, I think, like you said, the Santa Anita card is going to be pretty good this week.
Well, yeah, they've got, like I said, two races. It is the sixth and the eighth. In between is an allowance, $53,000. But other than that, you're talking $350,000 over three races. Not great, but it's not a stick in the eye either to win a $150,000 race. And so those are both graded stakes, and they're at 6 furlongs. Like you said, the first one has other horses. The second one does have Bella Vita in it.
Bella Vita, that's it. Yeah, the second one, that's it. And Bella Vita is a good play after the workouts he's been having and all that. I don't see this horse not hitting the board. I mean, this horse should.
And it's going to pay some price because based on the morning line odds, 1, 2, 3 horses are ahead of him in terms of the odds.
What's his odds?
6-1.
There you go. So even if he shows, he's still going to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing that I find at Santa Anita that I like about that, I think it's some of the best tracks is Del Mar Santa Anita at the handicap. If you notice that horses at Santa Anita, 98% of horses that are not working out don't win races. You got to know what you're doing. A proper horse workout, the paddock, watching the horses at the paddock, all this comes into handicapping. And in Santa Anita, the good horses most of the time come out on top. Okay, sometimes, like you said, those claiming races, anything can happen. But if you're handicapping $100,000 races and up, you could definitely pick the good horses. The claimers and all, it's impossible to handicap.
And now, right now, the workouts are going to be really important because the last 2 or 3 workouts, these trainers knew because they started asking the state of California in April. So these trainers have known for at least a month that they were going to open up. So that's what you got to do. When you got to get into that racing form, you got to dig and look at those workouts. And if you have any problems, that's where you go to the sportsbettinglessons.com because we'll help you teach you how to read the form. And those workouts, I tell you, I hit a lot of long shots that I throw in because they have a workout pattern that I like.
Well, yeah, workouts are very important because when you see a horse that's been going 5 furlongs, 59 and change and all that, and he looks good on track, that means he's ready to fire. So you got to look at the program, got to look at the workouts. It's like where you're, that's what I was telling them yesterday, that your sports betting lessons come in handy.
Yeah, it really is because the racing form could be pretty scary. And if you don't know what you're looking at, like you said, if you don't know what you're looking at, you don't know 59. Because normally, say there's 40 or 50 workouts and your horse is 5 out of 50. Well, you know, then you know. But if there's only 1 or 2 workouts, being first out of 2 is great. But if it's a slow number, then it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Exactly. And another thing is, like you said, the thing with Santa Anita, the jockeys play a big role. Because if you look at Santa Anita, right now the dominant force in there is Flavien Prat.
Yeah, it's been like that for a couple years now.
Yeah, Flavien Prat is a guy that's getting top mounts at every single meet. Del Mar and Santa Anita, he's getting top mounts. Another guy that I like that Baffert has been giving him a lot of mounts lately is Drayden Van Dyke. I think he's up and coming, but I wouldn't put him in the class of Flavien Prat. And Rafael Bejarano used to be pretty good, but now he's not. I think he's fallen a little bit. So jockeys are very, very important at Santa Anita. Very important. Like Mike Smith, he's a money.
And it's really any track, because if you look, and I'll give you an example. When we were betting Oaklawn during the run, right, you know, when the Derby wasn't going on.
Yeah.
What I found the horse with Velasquez came in to ride the horse. Velasquez had ridden him twice in his 12 races, and he won on both times. And what does he do? He runs second at 17-1. Well, obviously, you got to look. And then the other thing, another tip before we go, is if you see a jockey change. So this horse has had the same jockey for the last few races. Now, in the olden days, it was the same jockey every time. It's not like that now. Trainers are not afraid to switch jockeys. But if you see a horse that's run with the same jockey 3 or 4 times and he has a new jockey, you need to look at that race and see if the old jockey is on another horse. Because sometimes the jockey says, nah, I'd rather ride this other horse.
That is a very, very, you're looking at a very important, the jockey angle, which is one of the most important handicapping tips. Because a lot of trainers, when they want their horse to win, and you see all of a sudden the horse is working out great and all that, and you see a jockey switch, it's there for a reason. Like using John Velasquez now that went to Kentucky for the meet, went there just to look at Kentucky, he's going to get his mount, he's going to get his win. It's John Velasquez. So he's a guy to really look at Churchill Downs.
And there's no doubt that some trainers like other jockeys better, but when the jockey has the choice to make, he's going to take the better horse.
Yeah, obviously, when you've got like a John Velasquez now that's at Churchill, he must be promised that he's going to be getting top mounts, because I don't think John Velasquez is at Churchill to ride low-class horses.
No, but Churchill has some good races, too. So, and that's the thing. You know what? If you're going to be on every single mount and you can get a check, you don't have to win, but the good guys are going to win, you know, 17 to 22% of the time, and that's going to get them enough money.
Because if you're betting a jockey that wins at a 22% clip, let's say 21% clip, and you're consistently betting him on good horses, you're making money. You're making money on.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else?
No, I think we've, considering the Fox, we've had a pretty... covered quite a bit.
Yeah, I'll probably plan on Saturday putting out some races. I'll talk to the guys. Joey from Connecticut usually gets me some information, and we'll see about. We had one card where I didn't use his horses and he didn't use mine, but if you put them together, the superfecta paid like $4,000.
the one that you told me, huh?
We got to get together, him and I. We're right there. We can't get the same race, you know, because he does some tournaments on the weekend. I don't do tournaments because I'm not betting win. I don't bet to win. I bet to hit the exotic. So, all right, man.
I don't bet to win them. Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.